Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I consider myself a catch, straight up. I won't.
Why did you laugh at that?
Because it's just such a funny way to set it up.
I think you're a catch, too.
Why would you laugh?
He's not taking any shit today, dog.
I think you're a catch.
Well, you're laughing.
Yeah, I think you're a toss sometimes, but you're definitely a catch.
You call me a toss?
Yeah, sometimes, man. Like, not all the time, you know?
Hey, does anybody else feel some positive energy
positive
going
energy,
on?
Positive energy. Only two people are going to
me and you, man.
Yeah. It's like you put out a tweet.
Y'all are the people that come to work on like Monday morning.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Shut the up. I hate you. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. How y'all feeling?
Good. Yeah.
Positive energy. What is this?
Door to the Explorer? What are they going to talk back to us? What's going on? Sorry. I have so much energy.
If you guys aren't subscribed, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Coming off a bit of a bender, to say the least. So,
I think you passed bender.
Right? Yeah,
this is actually not the pod. We're actually here to talk to you. We're all here.
It's an intervention, bro.
It's been 40 days of straight just drinking, smoking, partying. I can't stop. I fought Floyd Mayweather. What else is there to do?
Nothing.
He's gonna be 65 in a wheelchair. Like, I just fought Floyd Mayweather. That's why I've been boozing.
Mayweather's been dead for nine years. Let it go, man.
He's still doing drugs.
I'm gonna be the grandpa. My grandkids are gonna be around. Hey,
you're that guy who just tells the same story.
I fought Floyd Mayweather. Did you know?
Yes, Grandpa. We know.
Yeah, Grandpa, you've told this 100 times.
Dude,
holy
good?
Shit! Tommy, come here.
Oh, he's playing with Broly.
Yeah, I don't want my dog because he's cute.
That's my brand new XL bully, Quinn. We've gotten along just dandy over the past couple weeks. Puppy life has been going great. He's a great dog, and I almost can't leave him, which is why we've had a bit of an issue.
Another issue. We're back at it. No, actually, this is an issue to solve those issues. I wanted to spend a little time with the kid on a European extravaganza. In Spain. They don't say their S's there. Nice, George.
Ibiza.
Real nice. That one almost got
But it's a boy, bro. It's a boy. Congrats, man.
It's not my baby, though.
Whose baby is it?
Ibiza. Listen, here's the deal. So we're going to go on this European adventure, and Logan has to bring the fucking dog.
I have
needs. And listen, let me explain something to you real quick. This ain't just some normal...
Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Kevin, if he's going to be out of line, bro, take his ID and get him the fuck out of here.
Wow. So we got extended this opportunity to go on this European extravaganza to meet with some high-end billionaire out in Spain.
What's a low end billionaire?
It's a good question. like one to two bill. This dude's like did it like 15 times, but you know originally it was blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, Logan, you got to come on this trip. Logan rolls out a laundry list.
Kevin, remember what I said about the ID?
I want to hear this story because I'm not there.
Out of here.
I'm off. And if you're in Spain, look for us soon.
Come on, thanks
for watching today's episode.
You can't build us up like that. So they're high billionaires. They have multi-billionaires.
They're high billionaires. Okay, go ahead. They're billionaires that just smoke.
And he
all
had a
day.
List, a long list. You Logan said it's a laundry list.
Rolled out a laundry list. He said, okay. I was like, we're going to Ibiza. We're going to Madrid to meet up with these people to talk, right? He's like, if I go on this trip, I also want, can I say what you said?
Sure.
I also want to go to the Emirates. I want to bring my tiny dog the whole trip, and I want all of the travel to be done private. I go, bro.
You're that guy now?
I go, hold on. I go,
you used to do Southwest with me, asshole.
Yes. I go, bro, do you know what the return flight from Dubai looks like? Dubai to Miami, man? That's $250,000 G5, bro. Like,
very expensive.
Now let me explain.
But
this.
I thought they were a millionaire.
They are. So I hit them up and
so
I was
25
like,
of them is like, no.
Literally.
This is them. What does he want? Yeah, that's fine. He wants Emirates? Buy him Emirates. No. We just want to be on. Oh, you want to be on it? Why? Okay, no problem. And the puppy? Okay.
He wants Emirates? Yeah, we'll buy it for him. So they were like, yeah, sure, whatever you want. So I'm trying to talk him out of bringing the fucking dog because it just seems like a lot of work, bro. It seems like we're trying to go to Ibiza.
He's a great puppy. I promise you, he'll be nothing but accommodating to everything that you need, Mike. And by the way, we had this conversation the other day. My demands are simply to make sure that I feel comfortable this whole trip because I've been places before where I'm just not having a good time and then the whole trip is ruined. And like I told you the other day, George, I feel like I'm in a spot where I really don't want to waste energy. Like everyone should hopefully reach this point where your energy is finite, right? And do not waste it on bullshit. It's your currency. And I don't want to spend that if I'm, you know, doing something maybe without purpose or like, and also the fact that I've been doing this for 45 days straight, bro, like is terrifying to me. Every shot I take, including the two I took before this
Why
podcast,
did you do that?
Because my dad handed me a bottle.
I love how all this is built up just for his puppy to come. Like, you're that guy, huh? You will really make people believe.
I have separation anxiety. I can't leave him. I left him for 24 hours while I was in Vegas, bro. And it ate me alive because when I sit down, when I lay down at night, he puts his head right on my neck. And he cuddles with me. And he looks at me like this, don't leave me, Dad. And I have to look at him back
because he saw what you did to the other dog. Broly probably talked to him and said, "Hey, man, I don't know. Don't get used to it." But it's like we were at the W together, and then we came here, and then I guess I only get one move with the guy.
Broly was not at the W. Broly's right there. And by the way, when I came back today, like my absence, you know, is I'd assume would be somewhat significant. Didn't even look at me. He doesn't care about anyone.
And just to clarify, because this has become like a point of contention within the audience.
They don't like it.
Broly is very happy at his new digs. He's very happy with David, the German videographer. They have a great relationship.
Oh, I'm dying inside.
Why?
It's so stupid.
David,
fuck what they care about.
Come here for a second.
The dog's breathing. Hold on. Eating. He's drinking water. He's with a good family.
I care.
I only care because I'll hear. And it like. Upon first glance, like it is a little fucked up.
Bro, the people that Broly's
new dad. Really important. He's still within the family.
Bingo.
I thought he was with you.
He is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the family.
Don't try to use quick wit on the Germans. Stop. That's all he has. You kicked him off. You know how many people on
a
German?
David, come on. Please, come back.
Nah, you made him sad.
No. We actually been hanging out.
Really?
We have some good vibes. His girlfriend's wearing Bubba Town case that I gave to Logan that he never wears.
When did you give me your Bubba Town?
You disrespect your best friend and your dog every day. Every day.
Not my new dog.
I need you to change clothes. It's been 48 hours in the same jumps. You're rich.
Why would I stop wearing the coolest outfit in the world?
Because you make that outfit, you could put on brand new ones.
It's not like it's the same one.
It is the same one.
It is.
Speaking of that outfit.
It's a 1-on-1 prototype. Maverick Athletics, baby. No, this shit hits different.
Speaking of that outfit, I saw you get pressed in that outfit. By someone on the internet. You're wearing the same. Have you changed?
No. It's bad, bro. It's, yeah.
What is, so I see this video of you coming out of Hakkasan. Shout out all those guys. Getting pressed by what looked like a very angry bio. Who the fuck was that kid?
So we'll do a full like UFC breakdown, a Vegas breakdown. That's where we were this past weekend. And I, you know, I have stories, including this one. And we were making a good pace after the UFC fight. It was a perfect level of tipsy, having fun. Like I said, our pace was good. The security, we weren't getting stopped like crazy. Kind of just beelining to make it to Hakkasan to meet John Schwartz at dinner. Like, shout out John, thanks for inviting us. And you know, some people chirp. You'll get the occasional, "Hey, fuck you, pussy, fuck Logan Paul." I'm like, no problem. Yeah, fuck me. Like, nice. I'm with you. Like, I get it. And this one guy, he screams at the top of his lungs, "I'm about to enter Hakkasan for dinner." He goes, "Hey, fuck Jake Paul."
Is that where you draw the line?
He's like, "I'm not Jake Paul." No, I was kidding.
Nah. So I really had no dog in this fight, straight up. But he was looking at me. And I was like, "I'm kind of bored. Let's spike this adrenaline real quick." And I go turn around. I go, "Hey, what the fuck you say?" And I look at the guy. He got a suit coat on and his chest is out and he got glasses. Like, he obviously also had been partying and drinking, and I respected it. I respected his ability to look me in the eyes and say, "Hey, fuck Jake Paul." So I'll give him a second. I got time today. We had a good pace. I had some extra moments. So nah, I'll just show you the video right now.
He looks like a psychopath. Logan, by the way. Not Logan looks like a psychopath in this video.
Yeah, I'll pull this up. Here we go. This is the video right here. Do we got volume on this?
Do you have something in that?
Hey, so it's like
you clapped yourself out, bro. You dogged him and you were like, there you go, Jay. Let's go, Logan. Let's go. I was like, this guy just clapping himself up.
I was hyped up. I was ready, but not
I
really.
I want you to replay it one more time. And just, I want everybody to see his creepy smile.
Sure, let me get
that you can see from far away.
Let me get you a different angle here. Ready?
Look at the smile.
Hey!
Hey, fuck Logan.
Logan Paul, I love you, bro.
Oh, he was just a little guy, too. He was about to have his life ruined.
No, he wasn't, because I'll tell you why. I'll never swing first.
Right.
I won't touch you. I literally won't, like, I'll have some, that was strictly fun. I turned around, I said, that was cool. Like, and also respect to the guy. Like, dog, he held his ground. That was, for me, that was nothing more than a test to see if his verbal hurls at me
matched.
Would equate to how he was if I was in his face. And they did. And I went to my security. I said, like, man was about it. He was about it. Like, you know, if this was not a casino where I had a mountain of potential lawsuits on my hands, like, who knows what would have happened. But I respected the kid. Yeah, I always got to give respect if someone's willing to go to be about it. And he was. But
do you think
every day you walk out now, you're going to have people be like, I'm about it. Fuck you, Logan.
Nah, because I'm telling you, that was like a rare, rare circumstance.
By the way, I just want to let you know, he gets the fuck you, Logan, every time he steps outside. So don't do it now thinking that you're going to tussle with him.
Wait, you made it sound like when he goes outside, people are just throwing chairs
bro,
at him.
Bro, people, no, but you get that every day. There's a time where somebody's driving by.
Hold on a second. What?
I don't know if that's...
We haven't even been together for like that for like... months on end. What are you talking about?
Bro, you get that a lot.
No, he doesn't. I've been with him everywhere in the world. Never.
Doug.
Once in a while. Once in a blue moon, somebody
that I'm the blue moon brother, that's always around. For
I went to the UFC fight, right? Jake has made a fantastic job of making UFC fans hate the Pauls.
And nobody said fuck you.
When I first walked in, I heard, not even kidding, less than five, like, Logan, you're a bitch. Logan, you're a bitch. Less than five. Everyone else was like, yeah. Dog, it's just the tide.
Still five. That's five times a day.
But the tides have turned, my friend. No, they've changed. And
I didn't know they changed because when I go to LA Fitness, I still get it. Every time I go for a layup.
You get it?
Fuck Logan. I was like, I'm not even Logan, bro. Like, fuck off.
Nah, but why? Why? And I'll tell you why this sentiment for me rings true. Guess who cold called me?
Jackie Chan.
Close.
That's a good guess.
Close.
I was so excited.
The day of the UFC fight. Guess who Cole called me? I'm sitting on my couch. See a name pop up on my phone. What did it say, Mike? Go ahead, guess.
You said, what did you say, Jackie Chan?
Yeah, mine was Jackie Chan.
I said Bill Clinton?
Nope. Dana White.
So right in the middle of the two.
Yep. Dana White. Name pops up on my phone. Dana White. I go, what the fuck? I show Jake. He's sitting there. Bro, it's 11 a.m. We're eating breakfast. And I'm like, this is weird. Why do I even have his contact? Like that.
Wait, it was in your phone?
Yes.
Like Dana White
is
calling?
Yes.
How did you get his number?
We were in a group chat with a bunch of people. We bet on the horse derby.
Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, we bet on that, and he was in it. So I put him in my contact, and he called me.
What a weird group chat.
Yeah, what? Yep. I hear about these group chats.
Bob Menery was in it. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Like,
yeah. So I answer, and I'm not sure what to expect because, again, Jake's pissed him off. Him and Jake have, like, an ongoing feud.
Yeah.
But I've also come out publicly and said I love Dana White. Like, I just love Dana White. I always have. I always will. He's a ruthless businessman. He's the head honcho. And I got no beef with him, but I'm not sure how he feels about me because, by default, my relationship with my brother will always take precedence. But if I can be cool with someone, I will. Calls me. He goes, hey, man. Is this Logan? I'm like, yeah, what's up, Dana? He's like, so the seats that you got two tickets, right? I was like, yeah. He goes, So I got better seats for you in what's called Billionaire's Row. He's like, you'll have a much better experience, whatever. And I'm like flabbergasted and honored, right? Like Dana White's accommodating me. This is fantastic. And I said,
psych.
Fuck your seat.
Fuck you and your brother.
Nah, so he basically tells me he's got good seats for me, a better experience, whatever. I'm honored. I say, thanks, Dana. And I hang up and Jake's like, yeah, that was weird. And he gave me really good seats. Who else was in my section? Banks.
Banks, yeah.
I was a little upset. Banks got to sit next to Adriana Lima.
Yeah, Banks and Tyson. Yeah, yep. Thank
the Victoria's Secret model.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never seen someone more beautiful in my life. Like these top tier models have that effect where you look at them, you're like, how the fuck are you? Like, why?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How is this possible?
Are you from this planet?
Yeah.
She got a man's, right?
Yeah, we're sitting next to her. I think
Banks is her man. Good for him. Shit, phase up, huh? My God.
Nah, but I guess my thesis here is the sentiment around like me is not. It's just not what it used to be. Like Dana was willing to accommodate. I was very thankful, and I had a great time at the UFC fights. Which, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. Live events are finally back, and I'm excited. Obviously, SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets. Got the app on our phone here, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, concerts, MMA, festivals. SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. I'm perhaps going to use it for the next Wilder versus Fury fight when it's not postponed. And they rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good, red means bad. I've got a hookup for you guys. Use the code Logan for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with the promo code Logan. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Code Logan for $20 off. The link is in the description. SeatGeek, we love you. Back to the program.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Wow.
Yeah.
That dude that pressed you was a tough guy, huh?
Yeah.
You know who's an even bigger tough guy? Mutino.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Short of a freight train,
yeah,
running the man over, what could you do to this? Dude, I'm standing there watching him.
I don't know.
Swallow.
Yeah.
Swallow. Shots from O'Malley.
Oh, Sean O'Malley.
Swallowing him. He's just fucking. He looked to me like that dude that you set up in the gym, that punching dude that you punch.
Big Bob, he got no arms. Yeah.
Just eating punch. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, okay, because there was a lot of people that went on Twitter after that. And they were like, is this an indicator of the strength of O'Malley? And that was a question a lot of people were asking. Like, does that mean O'Malley? I don't think it was.
It's an indicator
of the Mutino's.
Of the strength of Mutino's face.
Face.
Who knew?
Eating.
Who knew a skull could take this kind of damage? I'm going to get roasted by the UFC fans. I'm sorry, guys. I'll make sure to get my stats.
Ooh, Logan sucks.
I've been partying, and I'm not paying attention to anything. I think Sean broke a record for most significant strikes landed in a fight. Dog, every punch, I was like, what the?
Bro, it was cool. He did this at one point.
Sean is so good. He's so fucking good.
He's incredible. And he's fun to watch because he's so unorthodox. You don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, he's dribbling.
Dribbling. Yeah.
You go, bah, dribble a ball, bah, do a hit, spin, and hit him. Every hit is in the head. A significant strike.
He's very loose. He's never so loose. Tight.
It's because he's always having fun. Yeah, and that fun translated.
We've had other guys say that on the show.
You know who's not having fun?
Coutinho.
Connor's not having fun. No. That sucks.
I don't think it's it anymore, bro. I don't think he has a line in him anymore.
I
I wasn't done with the
Yeah, we're not done with Sean just yet.
I'm so sorry.
Slap my hand though.
But no, it's
wait,
good.
What's today? The first time somebody cut you off. It's
I wasn't even talking.
July 12th. Fuck.
I'll never
mark
get
the calendars, bro.
I don't care how many episodes I go without ever interrupting anyone or saying anything. That will never ever stop.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mike. I'm so you know what? We'll just unplug this.
No, quick. I was gonna say he's always having fun. That's his thing. And as a friend of Sean, he had a lot of fun after the party as well, at the after party.
Oh, he goes off.
Yeah, and I got the opportunity to hang with him that night. I've never seen anyone party harder in my life. The kid's straight out of a fucking movie. Damn. I'm telling you.
No shirt, right?
No shirt. Every single liquid that was on the table ended up on Sean's head. and everyone at his table, me, his boys, just like, yeah, fucking Sean, whatever. Dude goes and dives in the pool. We were at XS. He went and dove in the pool on the shallow end, like the gradual slant shallow end. Dove in 4 inches of water, bro.
Head first.
I go up to him. I'm like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "I hit my head."
No.
Yeah, they tried to kick him out. We got him to stay, but he's so much fun inside and outside of the ring. Like, I love that kid so much.
He is really, 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 really fun. I remember when he got really fucked up and he told me why he got into fighting. Did he ever tell you why he got
into fighting? To get chicks.
That's it. He's like, yeah, man. He's literally looking at chicks. Like, God, that's, yeah. Nice. I was like, yeah. He goes, dude, you know, chicks love fighters.
Chicks love fighters.
And yeah. I was like, oh, is that why you got into fighting? He goes, no, like literally. That's exactly why I got into fighting. I was like, oh, shit, okay.
So he's like, what, like 3-4 fights now into this celebrity, like, sugar show. Like, every time he fights now, you see all these big stars kind of tweeting. And
because it was the fight of the night. It's so entertaining.
It continues to be, but you know, the dude's incredible. Like I said, unorthodox, but I always try to present the differing viewpoint.
Sure.
I think going into this one even, people were questioning the quality of his opponents a little bit.
I know nothing about Moutinho.
Okay. So I guess then the question of me asking, like, what do you think his next fight looks like? Probably is not. We don't have an answer for it. But I did, this is not my sentiment, obviously, but I did see some people talking about it on the way in. That wasn't Moutinho's debut fight, correct?
I have no, okay, like, when it, I say it. I know nothing, I know his hair
yeah,
was green.
Obviously,
did they partner them because they both color their hair? Like, fun colors?
I don't know. We obviously don't know enough about this particular fighter to talk on it.
But
11
days notice.
11 days notice.
Who did?
Moutinho. His opponent.
Yeah, correct.
Wait, well, who was he supposed to fight then?
I actually don't know. I don't know.
So they both
took we're a little out of context on this one. But I will say this. The Moutinho dude, I just have never... And shout out Sean. Definitely my favorite fighter in the UFC. Funnest to watch right now. But this Moutinho dude out of Milford, Mass, by the way, maniac. I mean, I just could not believe, and there was a controversial stoppage on the fight as well.
It wasn't controversial.
You don't think it was controversial?
I don't think so.
My question was this. What was different in that exact moment about his approach and his hands versus the rest of the fight? He had forward movement, hands up forward movement the entire fight. At that moment, did it look like he was about to stop having that style?
Who, Moutinho?
Moutinho. In the moment that the fight was stopped by Herb.
Herb Dean.
Herbie. Great referee, yep. By the way. Like,
you
best.
Sure? Because he gets booed when he comes out. Straight up, when they
really?
Announce him, bro, the UFC guys go, boo! I love Herb Dean.
Did he have a really controversial call?
Yeah.
That, what was it again? It was...
Yeah. More than one.
Right.
More than one, including maybe this one. Why I say it's not controversial, right? I'm semi-biased because Shaw's my friend and it's my opinion. This dude, Moutinho, was getting
rough.
Fucked.
Fried.
Up. Straight up. If it made it to the decision, it would solely be for the purpose of Moutinho being able to say, I went the distance,
I fought the good fight,
whatever. But Herb Dean's job as a referee is to protect the fighters.
Yeah.
And the referees take that shit very seriously. They aren't who you think they are. They aren't the guys who are playing referee. They're hired by a commission and they have a job to do, and that is to protect and keep the sanctity of the fighter's safety. And if Herb Dean feels like Moutinho's getting fucked up beyond all belief, which he was,
his face
looked like it was putting a fucking meat grinder,
blender,
bro.
Yeah.
And with 30 seconds left and Sean O'Malley heating up, I didn't mind. And every single strike, a 9 out of 10 strike hard. Like, Sean posted something on his Instagram, and I literally, there was like 15 in a row. I'm like, what?
I think he hit over 200 shots, direct shots. Insane. And I should just reiterate one more time, because I don't want to piss off the fight fans on it. I'm sure you're right. And I'm obviously not a subject of expertise for me. So, but it was, I was sitting there watching it. I just couldn't understand what was different in that exact moment with 29 seconds or 31 seconds left to go. Because I will say, at other points in the fight, Moutinho did connect. He did.
Yeah, I agree.
He made some. Yeah,
it's a fight. You're gonna get hit.
Yeah.
I just thought about like how dope it would be to be a ref watching it up close, like a sick fight that everybody's been waiting for. But you're right there.
For Jake's fight. His, I go, yo, what was that guy wearing on his chest? Jake's ref against Ben Askren had a fucking GoPro on his chest. That might be a bit of a future. I'm not even kidding. Like, imagine if you can cut to the ref's POV.
Why is that not a thing?
No, it was for Jake's fight. I said, that's incredible. I don't know. Maybe
they don't want the Where's ref that footage? Having two jobs.
But look. Sean said after the fight, he said, yo, maybe that stoppage saved Moutinho a couple years on his life. And, like, we'll never know, like, truly. But, you know, getting hit in the head is not something to undermine.
I mean, he's going to have a couple years added to his life, but he's still going to look like the dude from Goonies.
Yeah.
The guy that's, do you know a guy, Sloth?
In the basement.
Is that his name, Sloth?
Yeah, I think
how
so.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
How did he take that many fucking shots, bro?
But yeah,
Tough dude, man. Warrior.
Tough.
Speaking of taking so many shots, my man here.
Me?
The last party that I was with you, I didn't even know who you were.
Me
you
either.
You were just not responding to
anything.
I didn't
know who I was. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I managed somehow to get behind the DJ booth. And
I was there for that. That was great.
Diplo was there. And he said, as a joke, I'm homies with Wes. By the way, we're going to have him on this podcast one time. Diplo and I go scary far back. Vine back. Like, yeah, became friends when I was on Vine. When he was big into, like, the twerking stuff. And so...
Wait, what? You got to talk about that.
No, Diplo arguably... started twerking.
Well, express yourself.
He twerks?
No.
He would
retweet and repost, and like, he's arguably responsible for twerking blowing up, maybe.
Gotcha.
It can be argued.
Dude, I pictured like him just like throwing it back to his own music.
Diplo doesn't twerk. But I ended up behind the DJ booth, and Wes is a fun, funny guy. He goes, yo, here, take this. And he hands me the headphones of his fucking DJ booth.
This is where he's not responding to anything.
And he leaves. I'm 8 out of 10 drunk and not prepared for this moment. Or am I? Guess what I've been doing in Puerto Rico?
Practicing DJ.
My dear friend Alec Monopoly, who paints, he's an artist, he's fantastic, has a DJ booth in his house, and he's been teaching me how to DJ. So I've been learning how to spin and mix songs and transition.
I hate this.
Bro?
This worries me.
It's like the Zac Efron movie.
I know what you listen to. Tell me you put on something from, what's it called? The movie.
Fam, I don't know what I put on.
Yeah, no, you started blasting Boys to Men. Everybody was slowing down. They're like, how do I? You just slow down the part. Everybody's like this. Stop, don't do that.
See, if he did that, I would be impressed.
No,
but
he
put on something from that. What's the movie? He always, the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Oh, Greatest Showman.
I don't know what I put on. I wasn't present. But the point is, I did a successful transition. I did it.
What was this? Do you remember the songs?
No. But Diplo came back and said, you basically ruined the party. I said, fire. But then I did another set in San Juan recently this past weekend, and me and Alec fucking killed it. Why I say this is because I am... Shit.
Looking for a residency. Is that what you're about to say right now? I swear to God.
I'm going to learn how to DJ a little bit. I'll DJ. I love DJing. I love it so much. It's so fun.
A lot of people shaking their heads. I just don't know that you have the knowledge of music.
You have a better chance
catalog.
Being like an actual BJ than being a DJ.
Yeah, or oh,
dude, look at your dad hyping you up.
GP just slid this in, man.
My dad slid this in. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm gonna learn. I know how to DJ, and I'm gonna do it because I get the crowd hyped, and I'll tell you why. Y'all laugh.
Nah, I believe you.
My basic.
I'm tired of doubting you, bro.
I've never seen
fuck
him
that.
Fail.
I'm
never
not
seen
on that wave anymore,
anything,
dog.
Bro,
nope. Ever. I believe it.
Yes.
My basic understanding of music, I do have a really good tone. I don't have perfect pitch, but I can match tones really well, and I know what sounds good and what sounds doesn't. I know what's gonna be a hit song way before it's ever a hit song. I've called so many hit songs. My basic ass fucking pop ear has a really like relatable sound, and if I just pay a little bit of attention to what sounds good, I think I could be a good
DJ. I have no doubt that you know what's gonna hit when it comes to the top 40s pop.
Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah. Like,
if you ever insult musicians again.
Did your dog just boo me?
He and walked
and
off.
And he walked off.
Yo, I've never seen that dog bark in my life until now.
He's like, I hate it. Broly's flipped upside down on his back.
He's like, just kill me now. It's a song about numbers. The youth could learn how to count.
Oh, this is the beginning. He's in the bag. He's in the bag.
I think the peak was Mayweather, bro. It's going down.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit.
You
it's
get
over for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to deliver you a very important message from our sponsor, Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. So if you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan to receive your first on three. We thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast. Back to the show. You want to get through McGregor while we're on that UFC
sure,
shit?
Let's do it.
So McGregor's leg... It doesn't. It's gone.
It's gone.
Doesn't exist anymore. It fell off.
You know what the worst part is? He wasn't even doing anything, fam. He just stepped on it. Like, imagine if you. Well, you probably do have to worry.
Happened.
About
it. I mean, it basically happened. You want to know why? Because I wasn't drinking enough milk. Logan texted me right after it happened. He said, "Yo, what?
Get that calcium.
What's
up,
pop? Did he have a calcium deficiency? Because we know his chef.
His chef, Chef Eric, is my chef."
And KSI's chef. Chef Eric gets her. Chef Eric's like a whore of the influencer chefs.
Nah, he's a hustler. He called me before McGregor.
Yeah, I love how you rebuttaled that. It's such a serious way. No, he's not a whore.
Oh, he's not a whore.
He's a hustler.
Well, he is. He's very, very good at his job.
Yeah,
he called me after my fight and said, "Yo, like Connor wants me to cook for him." And I was like, "Hey, champ, I'm going to be traveling. Like, go get that work."
You were like, "I'm going to be doing drugs."
Yo, but I'll be drinking a lot. And so he went to go cook for Connor, but apparently left out the calcium. Like we've been roasting Chef E. Where are the nutrients? His leg snapped, and all he did was step back.
Well, we know why, really, because
there was a kick.
Yes,
that was checked.
That's what Dustin
said. That's what Dustin's saying. That's what Jake said. But I don't fucking know.
Oh, GP.
So G, yeah. You know?
Yeah, there was no connection. There.
Then why did his leg break with simple pressure?
Stepping.
There was one kick. Again, I'm so sorry, UFC and fight fans, for not knowing this. There was one kick that where Connor or Dustin pointed at him. It was like a gotcha. And Jake thinks that was where a hairline fracture took place. Yep. And he stepped on it the perfectly wrong way. And then it snapped. And the only difference between this and like the Weidman break and the Silva break was that the bone didn't pierce the skin. His foot fucking snapped and his tibia landed on the mat, and I knew something horrifying happened. My angle, I could see it, like, and it wasn't going to go on. But Dustin continued to just pulverize him, and then Connor's kind of slumped in the corner.
Still talking shit.
Sitting next to Joe Rogan. Just
talking shit.
Your wife is in my DMs. He called her a biff? He said something ho. She said she looking biff or something.
The buff. Looking She's old. Looking buff.
And then he called her a hoe. And that was for me. So I put out a tweet where I was like, damn, it's sad to see such a meteoric rise of a star and an equally as sad downfall. Just because, and we know this about Connor, and it's why Connor is Connor. He's not like a standout human. Right, like this is the dude who like gets his ass kicked, breaks his shit, and is like calling your wife a hoe whilst like still sitting on the ground after a loss. This is the dude that punches like a 65-year-old man in a bar. This is the dude that throws a dolly through a bus, attempting to do what? By the way, I don't fucking know. Like, he's not a great guy, but he's so fucking entertaining. And even afterwards, he posted on Instagram, "The world needs people like me." I agree.
You're like villains.
I agree. Like, I
fucking agree. Yeah. And I made a tweet again. I said like it's rest in peace Conor McGregor's career. Who knows what'll happen? But
he ain't gonna like that. Sure.
I don't think he gives a fuck about what I have to think about anything. No, dog. He's mental fortitude is strong with that one.
Well, I will have to say he is taking a lot of things from Jake.
That's what I was gonna say.
How weird is that? How weird is that?
But it's like it's very copy and paste. I feel that maybe he's training to fight, and somebody's like that's doing the PR for him is like tweeting and saying some shit, and then telling him what to say, because there's no way he's too smart, bro. He's not gonna rip that much. There's two that were like.
I disagree.
You think?
I disagree. There's a book called Steal Like an Artist. I do it all the time. You you take inspo from something that inspires you, and if you are the artist or the showman, sometimes subconsciously you'll do something that has influenced you because of what you saw in the past. And Jake's forte at this moment in time is his ability to market and make shit go viral. And there was
the chain. That chain was so crazy. That was like one thing when I saw that I was like,
he gave it to him, right?
I think he was gonna send it to Dustin.
Yep. Yeah. With or without the ankle. Yeah, Jake showed me this chain. I said, I'm gonna be honest, like, bro, I've been in this game. I know what a viral fucking move looks like. This is one of the most fucking brilliant fun things I've ever seen in my life. He's holding a fucking NyQuil bottle, dude. Oh, Sleepy McGregor, like, his underwear is diamonds, like. You know, at his fight, and I looked at Jake because when I walked in, one of the UFC reps, I said, hey, is my brother here? And she looks at me, and she turned white. She goes, your brother's coming? I go, I don't know. She goes, fuck. I'm like, I don't think he has anything planned. And he came in with a bucket hat, and we were surely expecting like a fuck Jake Paul chant, but no one could see him because he wore a bucket hat. And because of that, I think no attention was drawn to him. He didn't really get to show off the chain at the event. He didn't really get to distract Conor like he wanted to. And I think, obviously, now Jake's plans for fighting Conor have been a little watered down because of the whole missing ankle thing.
Yeah, you no leg, can't, no yeah, contract.
If you got no leg, no contract.
Why do you do that exactly?
Yeah, that sucks.
There's no leg to stand on. That fight was off to, nice. That fight was off to a good.
You went to IHOP after.
Nah, Dustin was going to win. Dustin.
That was borrowed. Did you come up with that?
No.
That's good. I like that.
Because we went to IHOP after his fight.
What?
Dustin was going to win.
I know. And every time I saw them, once again, fight fans are probably going to hate this, but I think this is right. Every time I saw them on the ground, I was like, that's not good for Conor. That's not where Conor wants to be in that fight, right?
No. Conor is a striker.
Right.
A great one.
Right.
So when he's on the ground, and Dustin's tough. Dustin's really tough. And major congrats to Dustin. That was crazy. I got to meet.
I like him as a human, by the way, because if you see how classy he is, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but fuck class, bro. I'm trying to be entertained.
Bro, he beat the shit out of the guy that was trying to entertain him. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's cooler to me.
And that was entertaining
to me. That's fucking cool.
That was cool.
Like, if somebody's chirping and he's just sitting there, the dude talked about his wife, bro. What are you doing?
Nothing?
Nah. So, I got to meet Dave Chappelle.
What? What the fuck?
Bro, there were a lot of celebrities there.
Everybody. Why am I knowing this now? That's kind of fucked up.
Bro, I met Dave fucking Chappelle. And that's the dude that, like, you don't, like,
he's goated.
Yeah.
He's the Drake of the comedy world.
Yeah. And so someone introduced me. They're like, hey, I'd like you to meet Dave. And I shook his hand. And again, like, slightly tipsy at this point. And I know how he is. I've watched enough of him and his stand-up to know that, like, bro, he lives in rural Ohio. He doesn't give a fuck about anyone. Because he doesn't have to. He has his family, his friends, his money. Like, any second you get with someone of that magnitude, that they give you their energy is a fucking honor. And I'm aware of that. And so I try not to take too much time. I didn't. I shook his hand, and he gave me a look like, this was cool. He definitely knew who I was. He looked at me like this. He goes, and I'm like, I go, Dave, I love you. And that was all I said. Because...
He didn't say anything back?
Nah.
He's like, yeah. Go over there.
Nah, he nodded. He was very friendly. And I didn't want to waste his time. I know, like, I don't, you know.
Did he tell you a joke?
No, see, that you're the mistake.
Oh, not that
I would ask him to tell me
but
a joke.
Yes, you would.
No,
you're the problem.
I wouldn't.
You're the fucking problem.
I would probably ask him. Come on, tell me a joke.
This is what you would do. Ready?
Yeah.
I know what you'd do.
I'm a comedian too, man.
100%.
We're like the same thing, bro. Dude, you should come to my show.
100%. I don't give a fuck.
You should come to my show sometime. You know, that's my greatest strength and my greatest weakness. I really treat everybody like how I treat everybody. And sometimes that's not good. Shout out to the guy from Entourage. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
It's cool to see that exchange of respect, though, between high level like celebrities and influencers. And I feel like it's happening so much nowadays. Like you're seeing, you know who I'm seeing it a lot with lately? Steve will do it.
That's crazy.
And the Nelk boys. They are
his videos are actually
crushing. I talked to Kyle and Steve today. I wanted them to come on and do the second show today, but it looks like it's gonna be Trippy Red. It looks like at least. And they're traveling. I mean, that Happy Dad launch, they're going nuts. And every picture I see Steven, it's with Donald Trump. It's with Dana White. It's with Addison Rae with the caption Eiffel Tower with him and Kyle. And I'm like, wow.
I spoke with Addison about that.
Was she pissed?
She didn't really care. No, she didn't care. I care.
So did I. I was like, I didn't
honestly,
comment on it.
I was like,
I thought she was in on it.
Kyle was
okay,
in, oh,
look,
so Kyle
now
was being Eiffel Towered? That's what you're saying. Dylan, that's what you're a cat, and that's what you're saying.
I don't think she was. She was in the middle.
No, she wasn't.
Nah, she was on the side. I mean, yo, listen, here's the deal.
That's so fucking funny.
Addison,
if he's getting pegged.
Nah, she's not a middle. She's not a middle.
If that wasn't Steve's humor, I would have taken offense to it.
What do you do? Don't look at me and say that.
Nah, she's not. Addison's not going to stand in the middle of the picture. Like,
oh, I thought you were. Never mind.
What's with your mind today, Georgie?
Where are you going?
What are we talking about?
I don't know, nothing.
What are we talking about?
At the end of the day, on this show, absolutely fucking nothing. not a single thing.
Nothing, bro. Put the bottle down, Chief. Put the fucking bottle down, Chief.
I can't stop.
You're out of control.
And another word from our sponsors. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw out your dip and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Logan to get 20% off all your products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use the promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I have to get this disclaimer in. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co and be sure to use the promo code Logan. Back to the program.
I spent a good part of my day yesterday
masturbating,
trying to convince a ex beauty pageant girl that and forget this exact part of it, but that sucking dick could potentially be good for the environment.
I'm out.
I want to hear your angle.
Okay, hear me out, because
I'm
this
interested
is,
in this.
Okay, because there's a lot of things that okay.
I love your thesis.
Here we go.
Let's see what
and
you
I know
got.
And I know you're interested in this.
She goes
so
interested. She's like,
she perks up.
How can I help?
So is she like sucking Leonardo DiCaprio's
dick?
Let me dick?
Explain
How is
this.
She saving the environment. All right, here?
So I'm at Hyde the other night. By the way, we back outside. LA's reopened.
We in.
You know.
No, don't say we in. You're out.
You're out. You live in a different world. You live in the middle of the jungle.
What are you saying to me, bro?
So Hyde's open the other night, and I'm there with some people. Also, this girl from yesterday. Stop pointing at things. I can't keep my attention. Looking at Joe Coy over here, combing his non-hair. Okay, we're at Hyde the other day, partying, normal night. I walk over to this table, and there's a girl on her knees giving one of the men at the table head inside of Hyde.
You're fucking lying
to
me.
Dead serious. Dead serious.
Who's the guy? Do I know these people?
No, but
who's
supposedly
the girl? Why the guy?
Nah,
who's the girl?
I ain't about that.
Who's
life.
Throwing down at about the that fucking life. Table?
Yeah, nah, yep. Fuck that.
Yep. I can't even get my girl to stand up on the fucking booth with me. Who's getting down to that level?
So that's
dick?
Not that's not the story. This would be a story for a different show, for a show that I would do. Okay, but like I will give you a little bit more insight. Later on that night, I went to an after party. It was about 3:30 a.m. And there was a man chasing that same girl around a very high-end Hollywood Hills mansion while she was completely butt naked in front of 200 people, and he was smacking her in the ass with slices of pizza. That's what I walked into. That was the first thing I saw. And then somebody was like, yo, there's a gangbang going on in the basement. I got an Uber and I left and went to another party where I also hung out
with
your...
He's like this. He's like, I'm out.
Where I also hung out with your ex, and I want to get into that as well.
Ooh. Oh, wait, she was at a party?
She was the girl getting chased around the house with the pizza. No, I'm just kidding. She's not playing. I'm playing. She's not. She wasn't.
That can't make the cut.
It was a joke. All right, maybe we can cut that.
You ding dong.
So listen.
Nah, it's going to make it. It's not.
It's why. It's a joke.
It's
it
a funny
nothing.
Joke. I liked
okay.
it. It's not getting
obviously,
cut.
Obviously, it wasn't fucking her. It was a she was at a different party. So yesterday.
We're out of hand today, bro. We're out of pocket.
So yesterday, she's talking. This girl I'm with. Two times in 1 week, by the way. I think I might be ready to settle down again. Not with this girl specifically, but I'd like the idea. Anyways.
Two times in 1 week?
I'm trying to explain to this girl, because we're talking about the Hyde situation with this dude sucking dick. This... fucking Aiden Ross. God dang it, dude. He's rubbing off.
It was Aiden Ross?
Nah, listen, stop. We're talking about the situation at Hyde. And I try to somehow, in my mind, justify the situation... Maybe he was trying to save the environment. And when it came out of my mouth, it didn't make much sense. But let me ask you guys a question. What aren't you doing when you're giving someone head? Name a couple things.
Littering.
Flying in a private jet.
I'm not.
Driving a car. Throwing straws into.
Well, I've driven the car before, actually.
You could do. Listen, I didn't think it through. But for the most part, oral sex happens in a house.
If I could take the last 3 minutes of my life back, I really
That's
would.
What she said. That's what she said. Really
you had would. Sex with her?
No, I didn't.
This one's
it
a did, reach.
It didn't work.
This
it
one's a
work.
Fucking reach, dude.
Fuck.
In
you
no way.
The environment.
In
I
no
want to know how many times you've tried to hook up with this girl that you got to that point.
It didn't work.
Where
at
you're
all.
Like, listen, do you want to save the environment?
What girl are you talking about also? Because
no, nothing.
Yo, how stupid would she be if she said, yo, I want to save the environment. 1 second, I got to buy this thing.
Well, and first of all, and keep in mind it was a joke. Keep in mind it was a joke, but it didn't work. It failed miserably, just like it did on the show.
It happens, bro.
Nah, fuck your joke. Fuck it so hard.
GP, next. Oh, huh? Yeah.
Drake went on a date. Drake went on a really
that
expensive
was crazy.
Date. And by the way, everyone's like, I don't know, what is the sentiment? Like, they're kind of laughing at it because he made like a video or took a picture with the kids or the his date's son.
The son is Bronny's teammate on the basketball team.
Wait, one more time.
Drake went on a really expensive date at the Dodger Stadium, a private table, empty stadium, with the mother of one of Bronny's teammates.
Correct.
Who Drake correct. Is cool with. Basically, it's like, hey, kid, I hope you know you're going to do well. You're going to be a superstar. I'm going to go fuck your mom.
Oh, my God.
But it's not like I ain't like it's not like that. But I'll be right back. Well, I fuck your mom.
I mean, it's Drake. If anybody's going to fuck my mom.
No, the kid is hype about it.
Oh, he's bro. I would.
Yeah. It's Drake. It's Drake.
Fuck my mom.
Fuck me. Come over here. When you're done with her, I'll give you the next line of Jake. What the? It's Drake.
Nah, it's Drake.
Who's offended?
No, yeah. It's Drake. And by the way, it's not like I'm being facetious. It's not like, hey, fuck my mom. It's like, no, dog, he took her to a rented out Dodgers stadium. There's no one there. A private table, private server. I'm sure the food's incredible. And they got custom jerseys.
Yeah, cute.
Custom jerseys. It was very cute. Drake is the fucking GOAT. In all facets of life, great music, great dates. Let me tell you
gentleman.
Something. Let me tell you something, bro. As a person who considers himself like I'm really I consider myself a catch, straight up. I won't.
Why did you laugh at that?
Because it's just such a funny way to set it up. I think you're a catch too.
Why would you laugh?
I think you're a catch, dog.
I think you're a catch.
Well, you're laughing.
I think you're a toss sometimes, but you're definitely a catch.
You call me a toss?
Yeah, sometimes, man. Like, not all the time, you know? You know? You're a catch a lot of the times, man. Like, but sometimes, like, yeah, I'll give it to somebody else right now.
I've never spent the time and effort that Drake did to take that woman on a date. Dude, he gives a fuck. Drake's real, bro. He's the GOAT. In the studio and in the Dodger Stadium. He's the best. So I'm here to ask you today, gentlemen, because my answer pales in comparison to what Drake's willing to do. What's the most effort you've put in to take a girl on a nice date?
I ain't 6'4", all right? I had to try. You know what I'm saying? I had to try, bro. You want me to open up my catalog, dog? I got a lot of things I had to do. Bro, I had to use comedy and, you know, like, a lot of fireworks and shit. Like,
you had fireworks?
Oh, bro. I'll just tell you what I do with my girlfriend so I don't get in trouble.
Cool. Yeah.
First date. We were friends. All my friends struck out. And I respectfully asked all my friends first before going and asking her out. I said, yo, can I, like... I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, yo, can I smash? None of you guys fucking smashed. And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And I was like, all right, bet. I'm gonna try to do this.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to be friends with her, so I had to go to fucking dance classes.
What?
I legit went to dance classes with this bitch. And she hugged this other dude, and it got me so mad, I took a lime scooter home. Like, I didn't even show her I was mad, but some dude, like, picked her up and, like, flung her around, and I was like, they fucked, 100%. And I got mad, and I took my fucking scooter, and I was, like, riding home like this. And the shit died, and I had to get a bird. It was the worst experience, right? So I was like, fuck, I gotta keep trying. I gotta hang out with her and her friends. Took her and her friends to Malibu. We were having a good time. Why the fuck are you having a sword in your hand right now?
He was using it as a back scratcher.
Stay focused. The audience is
sorry. Took her on a date. But before I took her on a date, I had it all scheduled. First, it was Mastro's. I knew that we were going to get nice dinner, steaks, you know? She was vegan. I didn't fucking plan.
You idiot.
Yeah, I didn't plan that one. Their appetizers are great. And then I told her to bring two sets of clothes. One really nice, so when you go to dinner. And I said, if you still want to hang out with me, we're going to jump into sweats, and then we're going to go to movies right after, maybe mini golf and shit like this. So I had like this whole schedule league thing going
mad
on.
Mad lame. You did dinner and a movie.
You think I had money to go to the Dodger Stadium?
Dude, Logan is not taking mad any lame. Shit. He will kill anything today, bro.
He goes, I did something so crazy. I took her to dinner and a movie.
Well, the dancing well, lessons.
I said I was gonna tell you what I did with my girlfriend, but I brought two sets of clothes. You didn't even ask.
I told her to bring two sets of clothes instead of one.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say it like I was drunk, and then second, I whispered into her in the movie theaters. I was like, "Yo, you trying to save the environment?"
Nice.
You suck.
Nice. I was Captain Planet that day. I was fire,
today.
Wind, earth.
We should just give it to Logan today.
This guy, he finished. Oh no, this
nothing. Never done anything. I'm honestly I tell girls this right off the bat. I'm literally the least romantic person on the entire. It's something I have to work on, like, heavily.
Or don't. You've been doing pretty well. Your track
record's
great.
But it sucks. It's just like I just don't. I don't know what it is. Like I have this like problem where when I do like cute shit, I feel like a bitch kind of. I think like maybe I'm not like in tune with my feminine side enough. Does that make sense?
It actually does. I feel like there's a definitely a subsection of the audience that's agreeing with you. I agree.
No, and by the way, that sucks. No, that sucks.
I agree, it sucks.
I feel terrible about
you
that.
Should,
I just,
as
like,
you should.
Dude, Lana would always say to me,
do you ever
Lana
make
would,
love or no?
Yeah, I can get there. I could do like the nice, what do you guys call it? Like compliment?
Are
you
making ever, love. No,
are you
no,
ever,
making love instead of just like.
You ever grab a girl behind the neck?
Yeah, talked about this.
And while you're making love, you say, I love you so much, baby.
Not that.
Just like this
never,
one.
No,
huh?
Not the love stuff.
I love you. An eye contact.
Because I don't.
Wow. That's sad. Stop.
Okay,
sorry.
I was actually here for that. I thought that would have been a good addition to the podcast.
I don't think so.
You are in rare for the. Yo, can we get him tequila next time instead? The vodka's turning him into a fucking Nazi, bro. He's like, just your story sucks.
Yeah, dude.
I'm watching my friend fuck
sucks.
The air, fam. I'm watching this.
I was making love. Fuck would be like this.
No.
I just want to say, I don't know, because like you, like maybe you like turn your hat around, you're a different person when you make love. You know, you just.
I need to work on it. I really do. I'm just not big on the what do they call that part of that school of like love? No, not that. You know how there's like four different things? There's like acts of kindness, verbal affirmations, like that kind of stuff.
Touch.
Touch. Yeah, I suck at all of them. I'm saying I hate to say it like so abruptly like this, but I'm just have gotten a lot of experience. I'm just really good at sex. Like just I know.
I'm like, I know
literally, because there's two Dannys today.
I know you're about
you.
There's two Dannys today.
Can you show that? Can you just show really? Can you get both of them?
There's Danny one.
I swear to God, when Danny I was just again. About to get into the story I was going to tell right there, I thought of the fact that there was double Danny.
Your empathy is growing.
See, you could be a nice guy.
Because I was going to start talking about like eating box and asshole and all that shit. I thought to myself, like, don't say that stuff.
A lot of box eating, huh? Big box eating guy, this guy.
Somebody said it the other day. They sent me a DM because I guess on one podcast, you're like, yeah, I don't eat pussy. And they were like, me? He's a bitch.
Yeah, I was a bitch.
You into it now?
Well, he had a terrible situation that happened to him. You didn't know?
No.
You didn't hear about this? You're his fucking best friend. You didn't hear about this?
Well, I've heard a lot of stories that have happened in the bedroom.
So
with
Logan,
him, and there's a lot of horrible stories. I've heard stories that. Can you guys just give me fucking earmuffs for 2 seconds? Is that possible? There's been stories. There's been stories that have been.
Dude.
There have stories that have involved cottage cheese. There have been stories that have involved blue shit shooting out. There have been stories that have, you know, all the
blue?
Stories I'm talking about.
Blue.
Was it green or blue?
It's green.
Green. There have been stories of, cum ending up. I've heard every, so I don't know which one you're speaking of, George.
Oh, okay.
Yeast infections. STI. Bro, I've
Jesus,
heard every
where have
fucking,
you been, bro? Where do you get your girlfriends? The grocery stores?
It could be a dark place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The hole you're delving into right now is a diseased
well,
hole.
Well, the one that stopped him from eating out. I thought everybody here knew
smells,
about
it. Smells, sore rats.
I still don't know what you're talking about, so I'd like to know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Talk
well,
about
I have
it.
No idea what you're talking about.
All right, so...
Thank I'm God I was there. I was watching this, actually. I was
what?
Trimming
sorry,
the
what?
Hedges, and I saw him from the window, and he was, just,
like that
he was
joke
down
either.
There, and he didn't know that the girl got around. She was a little dirtier than the max, and he was just eating her out, and then he got stuck. He was in there, and he couldn't get out. And I was trimming the hedges like, Logan, look at him. He was like running around. He's like, I can't get her off of me.
Oh, my God.
And so he never ate... pussy ever again. It was a traumatic. We had to take him to the ER to get the girl off of him. We actually saw her at Hyde last week sucking some guy's dick in the middle of the fucking it was there. And she was telling about are you okay?
Bro.
No, this fell on you.
Bro, I thought it came from there.
No.
look. I thought it came from there. I said, how the fuck did
this
fall? This is heavy,
that's
bro.
Why I was like, how did it travel that far?
Did that hit you in the head?
No.
Dude, this is heavy. This is like 10, 15.
We're eating up.
Maybe 30.
We're eating up.
That was a great callback.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was nice. He even said dink, by the way. He didn't say dick.
Thank you for noticing that.
I bro, listen.
Wow, he did?
Listen, man. George, let me say this. You have become the MVP, George. Everybody loves Georgie. And
no,
you
don't say that.
Great.
Now is everything going to hate me, bro. All
that's not true. No, it's not. That's never going to happen. I've already claimed that title. You will never take it from me.
You want to tell us your most elaborate date?
My most elaborate date? Yeah, my thing is if I care, I care. Not gone on a lot of dates, but, you know, if I'm in a position where I am going on a date, I do like to put in some effort. I've done like the skydiving thing. I've done the Malibu wine safari thing, like a lot of basic shit. I have yet to like have a date that sticks out in my mind as some real, real special stuff. You know, in my opinion, I will say a good date ideally is like it has phases to it. Phase 1, 2, 3. It's not just a, hey, we went here and did this. There's like a warm up, there's your peaking, and then there's the after, and it's an experience. It's a full, you know, 8 hour, maybe even more, day long experience, if you will. And I've had a couple of those, but yeah.
Man, now I feel like.
Well, also,
what do I do? Like, how do I, and listen, you saw, I did a couple of things, right? I did the, I did a Valentine's Day where I took her to Koreatown, to Koreatown, and had all the places set up. I have it in
me. Did you vlog it?
That's the problem.
See, I never do anything on camera.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a vlog. That one was actually a TikTok, and I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Let me, okay. So this parlays in, that was a great question.
We have a rule in our relationship. We don't ever post gifts.
Date. Okay, ever. So let me parlay into something. We had Nade Shot on the show a long time ago, and he said something to me that always stuck out, which is why he stopped vlogging. He didn't like vlogging because as soon as you were done filming one episode, all you were thinking about was what's the next episode. Yeah. And that leaked into my last relationship. And obviously I will take the blame for it, kind of put that front and center. And it was, drove a bunch of different feelings within the relationship, but it even continues now. And every week I'm like, yo, what am I doing? Like, what am I shooting this week? You obviously can relate still. You can relate more than anybody because you did it for so long. And I brought it up to Roman Atwood a couple weeks ago, and I told him like my thoughts and everything. And he said to me, you're in a similar place that a lot of other creators have gone before you. And I'm going to tell you something right now that I really want you to take to heart and think about. And he said, don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life.
Boo.
Actually, that actually hit me hard.
Hard.
Because I'm dealing with that right now, bro.
Don't get so caught up in making a living. You fucked me up with your booze. It's actually a really, really powerful statement.
Boo.
Don't get so caught up in making a living that you forget to make a life for yourself, right?
No, I that hit me pretty
deep. And me too. And so I over the past like week or so, I've been thinking to myself, I'm like, damn, all I ever think about is business. What's the next vlog? What's the podcast? Who's the guest? What's this? Who's that? What's this? What's that?
You and not enough a life, and, so it kind of fucks you up.
Yeah, and not enough time, like really cherishing like what I have, where I've come from, the people around me, and hobbies.
Oh, fuck, that's such a strong thing.
And I bring that up because I have a new hobby.
You got a new hobby?
Yeah.
You gonna take it out of your pocket today?
No, that's an old hobby. He brought drugs. Get it from him.
What is that, Mike? Beeswax?
You got beeswax? Small rocks and plastic drug bags.
What?
This is bad, guys. No. I started collecting space junk. This is a meteorite.
What?
That landed in China.
Let me see.
That I purchased.
Can I hold it?
Yes, absolutely. Take it out of
your bag. It's in his hands.
Yeah. Yep.
You bought a meteorite?
Yeah, that was my first one, but now I'm very interested in the space.
Why did you do that?
In the space. I see what you did there.
Nice. I reached out to you the other day.
Wow.
And the person who sold me that collected it himself in China. I reached out to you the other day. What did I say to you regarding space?
You said, hey, man, we should go to the moon.
I want to feel it.
I mean that.
Yeah?
I really mean that.
Okay.
And I want to set up a fund for us to go to the moon and start putting money in it.
No so one's going to fund us.
No,
to
no,
moon
no.
Moon.
Our we're funding.
Oh, me and you.
Yeah. All
right.
Did you buy this because it's $69?
Yes. I saw that too.
Yes, that is why I bought it.
I think it's $69.69 too.
It is.
Right?
That's actually.
You bought it from a pervert.
It's funny.
Now, this is nothing more than a rock from like Utah. Oh my God.
You just dropped
it. It came from the sky, okay? It's used to it.
I was thinking the same thing. That shit came from space.
But listen to me. Listen, here's the thing. And there's a lot of topics about the space stuff right now because everybody's starting to go there. Bezos is about to go.
Yeah, people are going.
Branson just went.
How much does it cost?
Hey, $500,000.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, hold on. There's all different ways to go. You could do zero G. You could do actual orbit. Yeah. You could do suborbit, whatever, right?
The flat earthers, by the way.
Oh, they got to be pissed.
They're angry.
They got to be pissed.
Like now's the time. Like, for real, now's the time where, like, the gig's up.
Yeah.
Fam.
Like, what do they do? I got a side story really quick. That girl that I was with last night?
No, not... I would assume that every girl that gets with you is a flat earther.
No. That quite the opposite. I thought you were gonna know where I was going with it.
She's not a flat earther. She's got a. She's,
I out of my mouth came the following statement. We got into this like Netflix, like what are we gonna watch thing? And I said, well, there's like a really important piece of content on YouTube.
You watched a flat earth documentary with this, so that's your ideal date. Hey, see what? Look what I've done.
Well, not I.
You want to know something romantic? Watch me for an hour and 15 minutes.
It's just an important piece of content. Anyways.
I know you're next to me. There's me again.
And after we're done, I'm going to show you a little book you can take home, like a little goodie bag.
It's an important piece of content.
Yeah.
But space is the final frontier. Star Trek doesn't just say that for no reason. We don't know anything. We don't know anything.
I know
we know a tiniest fractional bit. I know our religion tells us some stuff.
I love how it was just quickly became yours.
Well, I mean, you're because like, but we don't know really truly what's out there. And that excites me because you want to know what?
I'm excited about that too.
I know what's here. I know what's here on this planet.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all do. And we know everything about it. Everything. What's getting you pumped up these days? Beyond belief, to a point where you're going to fucking...
So your thesis is we don't know what's out there, and that's why I want to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
something. Not the moon. We know what's there.
No.
Okay.
No matter where you go,
yeah,
you won't know what's out there.
What if you go
it's infinite.
What if you go to West Hollywood?
Still no chance.
Well, we'll know what's there, but we won't know everything of that.
Then. You'll net, bro. Nah.
You're telling me that I can witness... Inside Hyde, for example, the same oddities that I could witness in outer space.
That's right. There will be a girl sucking dick the moment you land on the moon.
Okay, because listen, but yo, seriously though.
I love this podcast so much.
Whatever public looks like on the moon, if you're going to get there, this could be an alien. give it some other alien top. Like this, what the, is that an alien blowjob?
That's not possible.
On my bucket list, I have a couple things here. One of them is to see an alien blowjob. Well, I'm going to add that. But another one is to collect debris from, it's my mom, collect debris from space that landed on Earth, which you already did. And then I am serious when I say this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I am not going to die on this planet.
Yeah, you said that.
Before. I won't die on this planet.
Say it again.
I will not die on Earth.
I can't deal with you today.
I'm gonna die on moon or the Mars. It's like
the moon or the Mars.
It's like a thing I want to do.
Can I ask you something? Say hypothetically, no religion exists. We don't really know what's after, you know. But the what actually happens is wherever you die, a little ghost version of you shows up, and you're just on the moon, being like, "What the fuck, guys?"
I won't be able to haunt anyone.
That's what I'm saying. Just
ooh. How am I gonna fucking turn a light switch off?
Dude, you would literally
blow out a candle.
You,
how am I gonna haunt people? Fuck.
You can't.
I didn't think about that.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be careful, bro.
Fuck. You gotta be careful.
Gotta check off all those boxes, bro.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go then. Cool. Settled.
What's the deal with the vaccine?
There's a new thing called Delta. Have you guys heard about
Delta,
this?
Yeah, it's a flight. I've been taking the first class.
Yeah,
trips
Delta's
to...
been killing me for a long time before the virus.
But
It's the Delta variant. That's what you're referring to. Delta variant. Stronger variant.
There's a hitman coming. Right. Look, this guy killed somebody for sure. Watch. Wait. There he is. Look, 100%.
Audience can't.
100%.
That's the DJ, bro.
Audience can't see that.
If you turn the camera. Anyway.
No vaccine. So what's the deal with the vaccine?
My professional recommendation as a voice.
And a catch.
Of this generation. To anyone listening to this, I would say get the vaccine.
Okay.
That's where I'm landed, Mike. So I don't know where you're going with this, but in general, my sentiment is get the vaccine. You don't want to fuck around with this virus.
Mine is do whatever you feel comfortable with doing. Don't let anybody pressure you into doing it if you don't want to do it. But if you want to do it, do it. I don't think it should be open for like a discussion. Like, yo, I've never once had people came up to, hey, man, have you got the flu shot? I'm like, no, fucking get out of here, bro. What are you, Fry's Electronics? Sorry, they did that. That won't make sense. But at the Fly Citronics East. Never mind. I had to have one bad joke, dog. I was spraying.
Yeah, you're crushing. Okay, so the vaccine topic's out. Looks like we're running a little low on topics here.
I can open up my mouth.
I think the Addison Rae opens up a deeper conversation.
Oh, I think
yeah,
the
Addison.
I think
no,
the Addison
actually,
Rae.
I felt bad for her.
About what? What happened?
What happened? She got hired to do the UFC. I don't know what she got hired to do.
Just one interview for a fighter that was from her hometown.
Oh,
okay.
What's the fucking problem with that? She interviewed a fighter from her hometown and then what, got fired? Like for real?
No, she didn't get fired.
Oh, she just made a joke out of it. She's a troll.
And then she retweeted Barstool. That said,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
Wait, what happened? Did she like fuck up on the interview?
No. I think people were just mad because she made a tweet about doing like broadcast journalism for like this moment, and she only went for, you know, she didn't complete the course because she got famous on TikTok, and like, you know, there's real broadcast journalists out there who are in school and working hard and studying, and then graduated and got their degree, who maybe didn't get the job.
Yeah,
but bro, it's fucking Addison Rae. Like, Dana White is smart. Dana White
Think about this, dude. You weren't boxing your whole life. There's people that would be killing to be fighting Mayweather, but sometimes not for you, and sometimes the cards. Dude, I hate how everybody's so sour about things.
I noticed this with the young TikTok stars, especially the women. For some reason, they're on the chopping block a bit more than the average creator, which I don't like. The D'Amelios go through this as well, and it's horse shit, to be honest with you. And I feel bad because I don't know if they're in a spot yet like for example, Jake is, where they can kind of just raise a middle finger.
Villains.
And be like, fuck off, literally fuck off. Like, they still have to be liked. That's their shtick, right? And so I do feel bad for them because they're trying to fit this persona that they may or may not be. But regardless, if they want to keep doing what they do, they have to bend a little bit for a bunch of bullshit, which I don't like. So I feel bad for her and any young creator who gets shit on for just being themselves and doing what they do. It kind of sucks.
It's also just part of being on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's like. The internet sucks, bro.
Yeah, but also like these people, like, here's the trade-off, bro. Here's the trade-off. Ready?
We get to do this for a living.
Dog, if someone was like, "Hey man, you get to fucking talk shit with your friends, make stupid videos, make millions of dollars."
Yeah.
And there's going to be like 5% of the people who watch your shit who say mean things about you.
Yeah.
Would you not do it?
No, I'm doing it right now. But that's what I'm saying. I think like the sooner, said this so many times, like the sooner these people can realize that like not everything that comes your way deserves a response. Actually, nothing that comes your way deserves a response.
Not a single thing.
Like, bro, fuck every... I've said this since the beginning, and I've failed myself. Remember when I always used to say fuck everybody on the show? That was like how I started on
the show.
You're
a rookie, bro.
And then people started coming at me, and I was like, damn, fuck everybody's hard to execute on. It was hard to execute on. Because once people start to amass and they say things like ratio on Twitter... How am I supposed to live through something like that?
Ratio is like...
Ratio. Like, or even worse, you tweet something. L. L. Some people...
Is it for love?
Some people started to combine them. They'll write under my tweet, L plus ratio.
Do you get ratioed?
No. But even if I did, that's my question.
What is ratio?
But that's my question.
It's when you make a statement and then a comment under it, it gets more engagement than your original statement.
Yes. Oh, wait. Aiden was just talking about
that. Ratio. Yeah. But here's my question. Whether it's L plus ratio, ratio plus you're old, at what point are you able to, as a creator, say there is not one thing that anyone can do or say that I give a single fuck about? Except for my fans and the people that put money in my pocket.
Michael, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. I feel like this is about to be mean because you've just been in the vodka mode.
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this is going to be mean.
I've achieved that enlightenment.
Okay. What's it like?
It's fucking fantastic. It took me 6 years of this bullshit before I was like, wait a second. I don't give a fuck
about
anyone.
Took you how long? How long?
6 years. I don't give a fuck like about anyone except the people that give a fuck about me. Anything else is like, nah, stop. Like, I don't
sponsors,
care.
Fans,
friends, family,
cops,
police. Yeah, of course.
Those are the three. So, okay, so fans, friends, and family. Like, put them all in the same bucket. Sure. Sponsors, for me, dick pills.
I'll just go back on what I said. And this is a powerful statement. Help me get through the Tokyo shit. Why would I let a group of strangers belittle me and tell me who they think I am? I don't know you. I'm not even sure I respect you. I'm sure you have an opinion. It's probably shitty. And if it's not, maybe I'll listen to it and try to take some feedback from it. But like, in general, like, there's not a lot of positivity or goodness or even constructive criticism that's taking place on the internet. It's just attack, attack, attack. And the noise just became too much. And I think the younger generation is actually going to get better at filtering it out.
Well, they ain't off to a good start. Oh, filtering it out. No, but I mean the output is no better right now. The output is no better. It is because now it's even brainless. It's just automated. Like now it's L plus ratio. Like it's not even, it's they have been habitually programmed.
Fam, it's a letter.
But listen.
It's a letter.
But want to know what that, it's similarly to the giving head instead of polluting. Do you want to know what that letter means? It means their lack of ability to provide positive input. Okay, so even though it's just a letter, the non-infusion of positive input is palpable.
We just had this conversation in the car ride before this podcast. A lot of these people who are saying mean shit, truly
miserable.
Have nothing better to do.
Yeah, nothing.
No, which I'm not even mad at, bro. Life's boring for the most part. That's why we come into play. That's why people are listening to this. Life's boring. We just provide entertainment, something to do. People just want to be entertained. One of the most important facets of life, entertainment, the entertainment vertical. People, this shit sucks for the most part. Life is very hard. If you've managed to get a home and figure out a routine and you can eat and drink and you have family and people that love you, you can spend quality time with people, like life can be good. But for the most part, it's hard. Life is a struggle. So that's what we're here to do, like kind of alleviate some of that. And a lot of these people who are saying mean shit really don't have anything better to do, and that might not be their fault. Maybe it is their fault that they lead with negativity, but bro, you can't be mad at it. Like lead, for you, lead with empathy. Someone comments L. Like, why do you care?
Go
get a hobby, fam. Go collect meteorites. Like,
hold
comment
on, sorry,
that back
I was
to
trying
them,
to
bro.
Tie it back to Addison and Charlie. I'm a lot closer to where you are than I was 6 months ago.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck. I really, literally now.
No, I know you
truly,
don't. I know you don't.
I used to
I've
say
seen
it.
The switch. I've seen
Thank
the switch.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just making sure. But these kids, though, I've said this before, it's hard. It's hard. So, I mean, bro, you got to know what life, think about what life is like after being ratioed. Do you know how hard it is to get alone? Do you know how hard it is to get alone after you get ratioed on Twitter?
How hard?
It's exactly the same. Nothing happens. What the fuck is a ratio?
What if they actually were looking? They're like, yeah, we were looking through your banking, and that's great. But when you posted this picture, did you notice that the comma here? I don't think you could live
Sir,
with us.
Sir, you have the 830 credit score. That's great. You've provided your pay stubs for the last 6 years. Congratulations on your promotion at GE. We're really happy for you. 401k looks healthy. You're applying for a $185,000 loan to purchase an apartment. Great idea. Always going to be in need for people of lower income. It's great investment property. Just got to talk to you about this one thing here we saw on Twitter from 2000.
What is it?
You tweeted...
What did I tweet?
Chocolate milk was your favorite beverage, which, by the way, we agree with completely.
It's good. Do you ever put salt in it?
Sir, we're not here to argue the basis and substance
of the
tweet.
Problem?
You were ratioed by a 14-year-old, unfortunately.
If I delete it?
It doesn't matter. The bank has already seen
it,
sir.
It right
the decision
now.
Is final.
Just delete it.
Sir, the decision
I'll delete
is
it
final.
Right now. If I tweet it right now, my engagement is way stronger. Right now.
We've made our decision. Ago. If maybe what we usually tell clients like you, if you can make it through the next 3 to 5 years without an L or a ratio, we could probably have you come back in, and we could talk about this in the future. And we really do apologize. We appreciate your business. Fucking losers.
What?
Nothing. What did you just say? No, we appreciate your business. Thank
you
so much.
And that's the harsh reality that is life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Wow, that was fun. That was fun. I love being back here in LA. Going to Cleveland on Wednesday. I'm kind of tagging along with Jake this week as he does some fight obligations for his fight against Tyron Woodley on Sunday, August 29th, which is taking place in my hometown of Cleveland, which is literally fucking insane. It's actually insane. We get to bring everything we've built home, and I can't wait to support him and watch him. We'll be there, then back to Puerto Rico, and then we're doing things in a. I don't even know. I'm a big tag alonger these next couple weeks.
I love that. I love being able to steer.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You're a great steer guy. But yeah, if you guys aren't subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Aiden Ross coming this Thursday. We love you. Thank you for listening. Impulsive. Take it easy. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.